Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Remember when breakfast was a bowl of cereal and milk? Today, with so many concerns about no sugar, low carb, gluten-free, good fats, and high protein, cereal just doesn't cut it anymore. Many breakfast eaters have switched to eggs, but not everyone can make eggs the mainstay of their protein-based breakfast. So, if you don't eat cereal and can't eat eggs, what are the new guidelines for a good, satisfying breakfast?
We asked one of our favorite nutrition experts to give us some ideas. Johanna Sakimura is a registered dietitian nutritionist for Atlantic Health System, one of the leading nonprofit healthcare systems in New Jersey. She has a master's degree in nutrition from the Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition and has written about diet and nutrition for EverydayHealth.com.
Johanna, thank you for coming on Take Care today.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody's talking about protein, protein, protein. And before we even focus on protein at breakfast time, how about telling us what is the daily protein requirement for men and women, and does age matter?
You know, age does matter, and, you know, in addition to how active you are and if you have certain health conditions, that may affect your protein needs. But in general, for healthy adults, to get a sense for how much you should be eating a day, you want to take your weight in pounds and multiply it by 0.4. And that gives you your sort of your minimum protein needs for the day. So, for example, a 140-pound woman would need about 56 grams of protein a day. And that's a good kind of ballpark number, you know, to have a sense of what you should be eating throughout the course of the day.
And what about for men? Do they use the same formula?
You can use the same formula. Of course, men tend to be larger, so your number is going to come out a little bit larger.
And what about children?
For children, it's a little bit different. You know, what I would recommend is just trying to get in some protein at breakfast, lunch, and dinner throughout the day. And that goes for adults, too. The best way to get your protein is to space it out throughout the day instead of having, you know, what's typical maybe here in the U.S. is to have a carby breakfast and maybe a sort of a carby lunch and then have a lot of protein at dinner with our big steak or a big chicken breast. And what we've seen in the research is it's not just how much protein you're eating throughout the day, but how you're spacing it out and to maintain muscle mass and also to sort of help with your appetite and keep you full during the day. It's best to space it out and get some at each meal of the day.
Is it possible to have too much protein in our diet?
You know, there are some theoretical concerns in the past about too much protein and how it may affect your kidneys or other health issues. But in general, it's a good idea to take a moderate approach. And if you're eating too much protein, you may not be getting enough of those good carbs that you're eating, like your fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and the healthy fats. So you really want a balance of fats, carbs, and protein. That's what our body is designed to run on. If you do have chronic kidney disease, you may need to be eating less protein. And there are some other health conditions where you really do need to monitor your protein intake. So talk to your doctor or nutritionist about that. For healthy adults, you're not going to see a great benefit from going over how, you know, the requirement. So it's a good idea to sort of keep everything moderate.
Okay, so that's why you're here. Ask the dietitian. Because we do know that eggs provide a lot of protein, but some people choose not to eat them. Some people can't for dietary concerns. So for those folks who want a good balanced breakfast, what are some of the other breakfast options that give a good amount of protein?
So there's a lot of great options out there, and things that include dairy products are obviously can be a great source of protein. So things like yogurt and milk, cheese, but you can also get a good amount of protein from nuts and seeds, certain whole grains like quinoa we know is a good source of protein. And then, you know, beans and lentils are a fabulous vegetarian source of protein, and you can actually work them into a lot of breakfast dishes as well.
Okay, I am used to opening up a packet of oatmeal, dumping it, and getting some hot water. Or the breakfast, you know, you grab a bowl, cereal, milk. And you've just mentioned things, yogurt, milk, cheese, and I'm not sure how to put that together, or beans and lentils. Give us an example of one good breakfast you might recommend, or several.
As you mentioned, eggs are a great source of protein, but you don't want to do that every single day, and there's so many other options out there. So one simple one is kind of going back to the 80s with this one, when cottage cheese was sort of all the rage with its high protein content, but it really is packed with protein. And if you have a full cup of it, you're going to get 28 grams of protein. That's a lot. And it's very breakfast friendly. So you could take some cottage cheese and just top it with your favorite fruit like berries or kiwi. Coming up in the summer months when those juicy peaches are in season, that is one of my favorite things to pair with cottage cheese. And you're going to get yourself 28 grams of protein to start the day. That's a lot. And then, you know, if you wanted to sprinkle some chopped nuts on top, you'd add a few more grams.
I noticed recently when shopping for cottage cheese that the choices have multiplied over the years. There's the different size in the curd, and then there's the percentage of fat, and then even lactate has got in on it, and there's a lactate-free cottage cheese. Does it matter which of these you choose for this high-protein breakfast?
It's not going to affect the protein content so much. So you can choose what you like. I mean, in general, I suggest going with a low-fat, doesn't necessarily have to be non-fat, but a low-fat cottage cheese to keep the calories and saturated fat in check. You're better off doing that and then adding a little bit of that healthy unsaturated fat back in the form of chopped nuts or seeds sprinkled on top. And in terms of the curd size, it's really a preference. I kind of like that whipped cottage cheese that you see. You know, it seems to pair really well with fruit, and it doesn't have that texture that some people don't like.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And today we're talking about high protein, good protein breakfasts that don't involve eggs for those who choose to not eat eggs or have to avoid eggs for dietary concerns. Our guest is Johanna Sakimura. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist for Atlantic Health System. Johanna, I mentioned eating oatmeal earlier. Many of us do it, but we now realize that opening up the instant oatmeal packets, they're packed with sugars and all sorts of artificial ingredients, and we want to avoid that. What could I add to oatmeal that might boost the protein content?
Yeah, and if you go for the packets or even the plain oats and you sort of eat them plain without adding in some protein sources, you're getting mostly carbs. And it's a whole grain. It's a healthy food if there's not a lot of added sugar in, like there are in some of those packets, unfortunately. But you can really bulk it up and make it a little more satisfying by adding some protein-rich ingredients. So my suggestion, if you want to turn your oatmeal into a little higher protein option, is to take a half a cup of the plain dry oats and cook them with a cup of milk instead of water. You can use low-fat cow's milk, or you can use soy milk, which also has a good amount of protein. If you go for some of the other plant-based milks like almond or rice or coconut, those tend to be very low in protein, usually only about a gram per serving. So if you want a plant-based milk with protein, go for the soy milk. And then to really bump up the protein, you can stir in 2 tablespoons of a nice natural creamy peanut butter. And peanuts are actually the highest protein nut because they're not actually a nut. They're not a tree nut. They're a legume. And like other beans and lentils, they're high in protein. So if you stir in some nice creamy peanut butter, it's going to give your oatmeal a great richness and also give you a little protein there. And then you can stir in some ground flaxseed as well. And then just go ahead and top it with a little fruit for sweetness. Since you're not adding any added sugars, you could do sliced banana, or you could turn it into sort of a PBJ oatmeal and do some sliced strawberries. And that works out to, believe it or not, about 22 grams of protein with all of those added ingredients.
Okay, now I'm going to get realistic with you, because so far we've talked about cottage cheese with fruit and nuts and oatmeal. Both of those are bowl and spoon meals. And I know that sometimes people just need to grab something and go. My husband has gotten into the breakfast burrito thing, and I won't mention the fast food place that he goes and gets it, but it looks kind of disgusting. And I wonder, can we create a better breakfast burrito at home?
You definitely can. And if you need something grab and go, there are also some great frozen brands on the market of breakfast burritos with some good quality ingredients, whole grain tortillas. And so look in the freezer section too. You can find some pretty good options there. But if you have time to make it yourself at home, that's even better. And what you can do is, of course, you could always put eggs or cheese in a burrito to add some protein. But if you're looking for a more plant-based option, you could start with actually crumbled tofu. That's a good source of protein from the soy. You could saute that with a little onion and garlic or veggies, and then stuff that into a whole grain tortilla with some black or pinto beans. Again, the beans are a good source of vegetarian protein. And then top that with whatever you like, if you like hot sauce or avocado or salsa. And again, if you wanted to add a little extra protein from cheese, you could as well. So there's a lot of ways to get protein into a burrito, and the version with the tofu and the beans actually adds up to about 20 grams.
What about those folks that like to drink their breakfast? They make smoothies. How do you get enough protein in a simple fruit smoothie?
Yeah, so the issue is, you know, if some people like to start the day by juicing, but if you're juicing fruits and vegetables, you're not getting any protein, really, and you're also losing a lot of the fiber. So I recommend, if you like to drink your breakfast, go for a smoothie instead, and by tweaking the ingredients, you can build a good amount of protein into your drink. So you want to start with some low-fat milk, maybe about a 2/3 of a cup, and then add in a 1/2 cup of some plain Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt has about twice as much protein as standard traditional yogurt, so it's a great way to give your drink a protein boost. And then you want to add in 1/2 to 3/4 cup of any kind of fresh or frozen fruit that you like to give it some natural sweetness without adding any added sugars like honey or maple syrup or anything like that. And you can put some chia seeds or pumpkin seeds in as well for a little more protein and some fiber as well. And that, you know, works out to, you can squeeze about 20 grams of protein into a fruit smoothie without even relying on any of those protein powders if that's not your thing. And if you want to do a vegan version, you just replace the cow's milk with soy milk, and you can replace the yogurt with silken tofu, which has a similar type of texture and adds some creaminess to the drink. So that's a good way to change that up if you don't do dairy.
There are people who are diehard toast eaters, and they're so used to eating peanut butter and toast to get that protein up. What are some other choices?
Well, you know, if you're a toast lover, you could try, and what's really popular right now is these avocado toasts. So you could try mashing some white beans with your avocado, and the beans would give your toast a nice fiber and protein kick. Or you could even try topping it with some part skim ricotta cheese, nice and creamy, and then you could top that with avocado as well. So those are two ways with beans or some ricotta cheese to add protein to your toast and make it more substantial.
All great suggestions, and we will have these recipes on our website. Johanna Sakimura, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.